Jeff Davis's Camels. This is Murphy Gibbons. When Jefferson Davis was Secretary of War before he became President of the Confederacy, he had an idea of using Arabian camels to haul supplies to frontier forts in the Southwest. 34 camels, the one-humped and two-humped kinds, were bought in Egypt and Turkey. They arrived at the port of Indianola on Matagorda Bay on May the 14th, 1856. The people of Indianola turned out to see the strange creatures. A demonstration was given of the camels' carrying ability. A camel was made to kneel and two bales of hay were placed on his back. They weighed 600 pounds. People expected the camel to fall over, but then two more bales were strapped on, giving the camel a load of 1,200 pounds. He rose to his feet and trotted off. The camels were taken to Camp Verde near Bandera. The experiment of using camels to replace horses and mules to carry supplies was interrupted by the Civil War. After the war, the camels were sold or turned loose. For years, wild camels turned up in remote parts of South Texas. Hunting parties were organized to track them down and kill them. The lead camel driver who came over with the camels in 1856 was a man called Haji Ali. His name was shortened to High Jolly. He ended up in Arizona, where he died in 1903. His name is still remembered in Quartzsite, Arizona, where they hold High Jolly Days each January. The celebration includes a parade, camel races, and there's a monument to the old Syrian. It reads in part, High Jolly, Camel Driver, Packer, Scout, over 30 years of faithful aid to the U.S. government. This is Murphy Gibbons.